Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient NYCHAY, first name Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H, the date of birth March 11, 1952, date of evaluation October 31, 2023, the referring physician Dr. Julie Gu, G-O-O, the chief complaint 71-year-old female referred for cardiovascular evaluation. The HBI, the patient is a 71-year-old female with history of hypercholesterolemia, period. She further has history of hypertension. She underwent a routine calcium scoring and was found to have a pericardial effusion. The patient had noted ongoing fatigue, and she was referred for evaluation. She has had no exercise-induced symptoms, but reports fatigue on working in the kitchen. The patient's past medical history includes hypertension, X number, hyperlipidemia, next number obstructive sleep apnea, next number personal history of malignant neoplasm of the skin, next number positive PPD, next number anxiety, next number right ocular motor nerve palsy, next number nerve compression, next number history of breast cancer, next number meningioma, past surgical history, lumpectomy, right breast 2001, next number DNC, next number, tendon repair. Medications, amlodipine, 5 milligrams by mouth daily. Estradiol, 0.01, applied to vaginal wall nightly. Medroxyprogesterone, i.e. Provera, 10 milligrams one a day for the first 10 days of the month. Allergy, no known drug allergies. She does have allergies to venom from honeybee. Family history, mother with congestive heart failure and CVA, father hypertension, CVA times two, paternal grandmother died from heart disease, social history, patient denies cigarette smoking or drug use, she notes occasional alcohol. The review of systems, constitutional, she has had ongoing fatigue. Skin, she has history of skin malignancy as noted. Eyes, she wears glasses. Ears, she reports mild hearing loss. Nose, she reports decreased smell. Neck, she denies stiffness or pain. Gastrointestinal, she has heartburn. She further reports constipation. Genitourinary, she has urgency and incontinence. She is followed by Dr. Frick. lethargic. She has vertigo and dizziness. She had recent diagnosis of meningioma, musculoskeletal. She reports scoliosis, endocrine. She has elevated parathyroid hormone. Review of systems otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 159/75, pulse 76, respiratory rate 20, height 64 inches, weight 151 pounds. In general, she's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Exam, otherwise unremarkable. Data review. EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm, 72 beats per minute. There is abnormal left atlas deviation, mild T-wave inversion in the anterolateral leads and early septal leads, period. The impression, one, fatigue, unclear etiology. Next number, hypertension. Next number, hypercholesterolemia. Next number, history of pericardial effusion. Next number, abnormal EKG. Next number, osteoporosis. The plan, she will require echo, nuclear stress test. In addition, given her fatigue, would consider TSH and ANA for the follow-up post-testing. Dr. Rawlington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.